Chapter 5. Play. I decided to go back to Tiny's. I made it as far as the door when my instincts told me, "No, don't go in. They don't respect you anymore." I decided to go to Starbucks and splurge on my favorite, a cappuccino. While paying for the drink, I fumbled through my purse and came across Lena Smith's business card. She said that she had heard something unique in my voice. What was it she heard, I thought to myself, and I wondered why she loved singing so much. I got my drink, sat outside of the Starbucks, and called the number on the card. "Quick and easy appliance repair. We fix everything. How may I direct your call?" "Appliance repair?" I stopped in my tracks. I'm not sure if this is the right number. "Is there a Lena Smith there?" I asked cautiously. "Yes, this is Lena. How may I help you?" the voice said brusquely. "Hi, Lena. My name is Ella. We met on the plane from L.A. to Chicago." "Oh, yeah, Ella Jackson. I remember," she exclaimed. Her voice had lost its initial edge. "You mentioned you're a singer. I was thinking maybe we could get together sometime. To just talk and sing?" I asked hopefully. "Sure, let's do that." Lena thought for a second. "How about Sunday morning, around 10 a.m.? "Okay. Where?" I asked. 5362 Grand Street, Lena responded. "Okay, see you then," I said. Early on Sunday morning, I took a cab to the address that Lena gave me. When we drove up in front, I looked around and asked the cab driver, "Are you sure this is the right place?" "Yep." From the moment I got out of the cab, I could hear a gospel choir singing. I followed the sound to a front door. I looked up and saw the tattered awning that read, "A gathering place. Everyone welcome. Please come in." I walked in the door, and the intensity of the choir singing was overwhelming. The sheer volume of only 12 voices was astounding. It was so loud. The music filled the room to where I could hear and feel nothing else. I let the lush harmonies engulf me, the crescendo swell around me. And there was Lena, front and center. I walked in and sat down in the back row. From my seat, I could hear and see the entire choir, their voices united into one. Then Lena sang a solo piece, pouring her heart and soul into every note. I was amazed and humbled. This choir was able to just sing and touch my soul. There were no bright lights, no TV cameras, no prizes. The experience woke something up within me. When the service ended, I walked up to Lena. "That was amazing! The emotion, the feeling, it was so extraordinary that it was indescribable with words," I exclaimed. "Thanks. That really means a lot coming from you. It's interesting." "That's what I thought when I heard you singing on TV," replied Lena. She paused, then continued. "Would you be interested in dropping by our choir rehearsal? I know you're probably really busy, so I understand, but we'd love to have you. It's every Thursday, right next door." "Thanks, I'll definitely come," I said. At the first rehearsal I attended, I sat quietly and listened. Each of the singers took risks in every song. Sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. But I was struck by their imagination and willingness to make mistakes. I could hear each voice in each part of the song broken down to its basic structure and then reassembled into glorious harmonies. I sang softly along with every song they rehearsed. The next week at the rehearsal, I was greeted with a surprise. Leo, the young piano player, was there. Lena motioned to me and said, "Ella, I'd like you to meet Leo. He's our regular rehearsal pianist, but he's been hanging out at some jazz club with some cats who have been there forever." I extended my hand to shake Leo's small hand and said, "I believe we've already met." Leo smiled up at me. "Leo tells me he's 9, but he plays piano like he's 69, said Lena. "I know," I whispered to myself. I continued to attend choir rehearsals for a few more weeks. I also got to know Lena better. Though she would like to leave her job, she knew it was what allowed her to stay in Chicago and sing in a choir. I sensed that she was content even if her situation was not ideal. And even more, she wasn't yearning for anything more, or better. I started to feel more comfortable with the choir and their approach to singing and the songs. It was about time I asked Lena. "Lena, do you think I could join the choir?" I asked. Lena said, "Yes, I've been waiting to see when you'd be ready to join in." She thought for a moment and said, "We'll be singing on Sunday. That would be a great day for you to start."